I'm very excited to use my a Windows Phone app that turns my slides, and it's just like buzzes very slightly when I change slides, which is really cool. All right, welcome to Webcamps. I am John Galloway. This is Mark Gagne, and we have tons of content. We're basically alternating back and forth throughout the day. Yeah. Very small so that you can't actually read it, and that's intentional, is my email and my Twitter handle. No, actually, I'm john.galloway@microsoft.com, and on Twitter, I'm at John Galloway, J-O-N. And please do contact me if you have questions during the break or whatever. I can give you a card, and please do get a hold of me because that's my job. I'm going to regret saying that. Here is our session list today. You can't read it, but that's okay because it's printed out right in front of you. And so I'm going to start by covering some of the basics here. And part of the idea for this is for people that you know, aren't completely familiar or sure about what some of these things mean, they're really kind of the core of what we're going to be talking about today. And I found that before we would kind of blaze through some of the content and people would say, wait, what's NuGet? And be like, oh, shoot, well, you really kind of need to know that. You know, so first we're going to talk through some of these core building blocks and things that we're going to be covering today to get the basics. So first of all, Visual Studio. So I've been using Visual Studio for a long time. How many people here have been using Visual Studio.net since like the first release? Okay, good. So it's been around for a long time, right? I think that most of us, myself included, have thought of it more as a code editor. So something you'd use to code, you know, C#, HTML, like your back-end server code. Right? C#, Visual Basic.net, you know, or other like compiled languages, that kind of thing, right? I'm going to try and show you some good reasons today why, and Mark as well, why Visual Studio should be your go-to editor for all your web-type files. So CSS, HTML, JavaScript, LESS, CoffeeScript, you know, Markdown, all those kinds of files. So hopefully we'll show you some things that kind of change your mind as far as that. What I'm finding is Visual Studio, especially Visual Studio 2013, starts up pretty quickly, and it gives me quite a bit of useful features, and we'll be showing those in a bit. NuGet. Okay, who here has no idea what NuGet is? Cool, okay, I'm glad this slide's here. So the idea, NuGet solves a particular problem. And if you're from another development platform, if you're used to other development platforms, it's a package manager, basically. So the idea is, the bad way, without NuGet, we used to say, oh, I need to have logging in my ASP.NET application. So you would go out and you would search around, you would bingle, you know, and you would find a logging library that you liked. And then you would, you know, search around the site for a while, and eventually you'd find a download link, and you'd get like maybe a zip file or an installer, and it would give you some binaries. If it was a zip file, you had to remember to right-click properties unblock, right? Because otherwise sometimes it blocks them. You would put those assemblies into your project, and then it wouldn't build, and then you'd say, oh, shoot, it has these dependencies. And then you'd go and read the README file, and you would find out, okay, I need to get this other dependency, and you would put it in your app, but then that wouldn't compile because the versions weren't right, and then you would just give up and not log in your application. And so what NuGet does is it automates all that process because it's all automatable, right? It's all just standard steps. So the idea is you can manually go in and do this, or even when you do file new project in Visual Studio and create an ASP.NET application or many other application types, it actually is pulling in NuGet packages. So these packages are for things like assemblies. So they include things like most of the ASP.NET runtime is NuGet packages. It also includes things like JavaScript libraries, so jQuery. jQuery UI, Bootstrap, all these things have NuGet packages. And you might think, why would I, you know, use a package manager just to drop some JavaScript in my app? But all these things have versions and dependencies as well. So think about this. If you are using a validation library that depends on jQuery, and you then later want to upgrade, or say you want to install a validation library, and it depends on jQuery, but you don't have jQuery in your project. When you try and install this via NuGet, the dependency is recognized and it says, oh, you need jQuery. And it pulls in the latest one that's compatible with that validation library and puts them both in your app. Then later, if you try and remove jQuery, the NuGet package, it'll say, wait a minute, you're going to break this validation package. And later, if you want to upgrade that validation package or jQuery, it will say, it will check, it has these version checks, right? So you'll see a lot more about this during the day, but this is something that's important to know about. When you're trying to solve a problem in ASP.NET or just .NET development in general, take a look at NuGet.org and you can usually find a solution for that. All right? Is that clear? People that didn't know about NuGet, anyone still have questions? All right. ASP.NET. So the idea is we've got a common core, ASP.NET. It's got a lot of tools that will help you build sites and services. So we're going to be talking about that today. Part of the recent releases that we've been doing have been making these tools, those green boxes in the middle, work well together. So you didn't have to pick, well, I am a this developer, or this is a this kind of project, and so I can't use other things. So we've really worked to make it so that all these things can fit together in the same application and play well together. Windows Azure. So I like to think, this is an interesting thought experiment. If you do file new project, and you create a web application, and you run it on your laptop, and then you delete it, was it really a web application? Because I would say, you know, you really should put that up on the internet at some point for it to be a web app, right? And, you know, there's friction involved in doing that. You know, if in a corporate environment, you know, maybe you need to get permission and spin up some SQL Server, and you need to get some space on a server, or you know, if you're doing your own personal development and you just want to try something out, you want to run the newest ASP.NET application, you want to see what it looks like on a production server. Well, you know, you have to go and get some hosting and all that, and pay for it, and set it up, and you know, then you have to sign up for an account for a long time and all that. So I'm going to recommend that you start thinking of Windows Azure as just another tool in your toolbox, right? So you have, you know, your favorite utilities, you may use Visual Studio, you have other, you know, other things that are part of your development workflow. So Windows Azure will let you host things for free. You get these websites that you can host 10 sites for free, and you can also get additional benefits through MSDN, I'll talk about in a minute. And then even if you do decide to pay, which of course kind of we hope you will, because they're really good services, but if you do pay, it's usually completely like crazy inexpensive. So for instance, Scott Hanselman's given talks where he's shown that he's run like his blog and his podcast and all this stuff on Azure and spends, you know, like under a dollar like in a month. I mean, it really is you know, pretty crazy and expensive most of the time. So I want you to consider this not as some big, huge thing like, oh, I got to become a Windows Azure developer. Maybe I'll add that to my list someday. This is not a big deal. So as part of that, I want to show how simple it is to sign up for Windows Azure. If you have your laptop with you, I'd encourage you to just click through and do this as I'm showing it off, because it literally takes under 5 minutes, and it does take a credit card, yeah, but it doesn't charge your credit card, right? So if you have MSDN, it doesn't require a credit card as well, so something to be aware of. But it takes under 5 minutes, and we've had people, I do these webcams all around the world. We had people in Istanbul. At the end of my presentation on MVC, somebody came up to the front and said, yeah, I built the same site, and I added this in, and I did some cool styling. Like, they stayed during lunch, and they deployed it out, and we shared it with the class and stuff. But, I mean, it's just fun to play along. It's fun to not just watch someone dev, but say, oh, yeah, kind of cool. Hey, it works for me, too, you know? I find I remember stuff. So I'm recommending that you play along with this. So the link on that is aka.ms/webcams-azure. Okay, that's the easiest. If you just search for Windows Azure, you'll find it. But this is a simple link to sign up through. So aka.ms/webcams-azure. All right, so here's the grueling process. First, I'm just going to recommend reading or knowing about this. There's a spending limit on a new account. So when you first sign up for an Azure account, there's a $0 spending limit. So that is for peace of mind, because you have to put in a credit card to verify your identity. But then people are like, oh, I don't want to spend money. And I'm like that too, right? But so the idea with the spending limit is It's capped at $0. It's not going to take any money out of your credit card until you check a box saying, yep, I'm ready to spend some money. And you never have to check that box if you don't want to, okay? So this is something to be aware of. If you search for Windows Azure spending limit, that'll explain it. And then this is the idea. You go to windowsazure.com, you click on the try for free, the big green button there. It will tell you about, you know, what your offer is. So if you have MSDN and you sign in with your Live ID, it's going to recommend that you associate your MSDN benefits. I'll show you more about those in a second. So it'll show you kind of what you're going to get. Then you verify your account. You do this two ways. First, you put in a phone number, and it'll SMS or call you with a verification code. So this is, again, just if we're giving out tons of free accounts, we don't want to give them out to botnets or to be, you know, but we want to actually have them used by a real person. Okay, so there it's associated with that. Here you fill in your billing address and your credit card. Then it does a little thing. And then it says, hooray, you've done it. And then this is your portal. And this, all those things down the left are things you can create. So actually, this screenshot is old because they fill these things up like crazy because they're madmen. But you can create all kinds of things, websites, VMs, databases, whatever you'd like. And so you can just go through and start creating them. And for instance, websites, you can create a free website and there's no cost to it. The only thing to be aware of with that is your website's domain will be something like, you know, mycoolsite.azurewebsites.net. Okay? So in a lot of cases, if you're just testing something, if you're, you know, using it for QA or sharing it with a friend or something, that's not a problem, right? I use that a lot at work. For instance, the devcamps.ms site that that you may have gone to find out about this event is running on Azure websites. We also have DevCamp staging, DevCamps QA. So for instance, DevCamp staging we used when we did a redesign of the site. Okay. So again, I'm just talking through this to give you an idea that these are free benefits you can use as a web developer, and they can really advance, you can get that interaction of not just working on your machine, but actually deploying it somewhere. If you have MSDN, we just recently upped the benefits for that. So if you have professional, you get $50 a month, premium $100 a month, ultimate is $150 a month, which is actually pretty hard to spend. So this translates to 3 VMs running for 16 hours a day, or 80 VMs on a 20-hour load test. So think about that if you've got a site and you want to load test it, spinning up 80 VMs, and you run it, and as soon as you shut those VMs, you're no longer charged for them, right? And this resets every month, so you could do a pretty huge load test once a month, and like this is sitting in your account, waiting for you to use it. HD Insight. Has anyone done anything with Hadoop? That's on my list. I got to do it. I haven't yet. I haven't had the time, but that's something I've been hoping to do. So Hadoop is a big data system where you can throw a lot of data into it and then analyze it and find, you know, trends or do like large queries over it. So you could run 50 HD Insight nodes for 10 hours. So we've actually had some examples of people doing cool things like this. They'll put up a simple site or they'll go through, like, if there's a large release of data, leaked passwords. I think there was something about leaked passwords, and someone ran a big analysis and just found out, you know, here are the most common leaked passwords or things like that. So you can do something like this. And then up to 100 websites with a database. So that's quite a lot. All right. So again, just to recap, this
John.
Is
the, yes. You have a question from the. I'm not sure whether you can answer this.
I'm not. Then it's probably no.
Somebody asked on whether you know whether creating snapshots from your VMs will be available in the management portal. If you know it's on the roadmap or whether.
Snapshots. Honestly, I don't know about that. So let me check on that during a break. Okay. All right. So again, just to recap here, these are the things we talked about. These are the building blocks and things we're going to be talking about later today. So Visual Studio, think of it as not just a tool for writing your back-end code, but as a great front-end development thing. We don't have it in our list. Maybe we'll sneak it in. But Node.js, there's actually Node.js tools. Anyone doing Node.js at all? Okay. So that's something I've just played with a little bit. But the Node.js tools for Visual Studio just released the alpha of it. I mean, just it's so anyhow, Visual Studio, a great tool for front-end, you know, JavaScript, HTML, CSS, other front-end focused languages. NuGet, a package manager to bring things into your application, be it assemblies or libraries or, you know, all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to add into an app. The important distinction on NuGet is it's not installing programs. So you wouldn't use NuGet generally to install, like, you know, a program, like, I don't know, a paint program or something, right? It's more something that you're going to install into a project. And ASP.NET, of course, we'll be talking a lot about that today. And Windows Azure, I ran through and let you know about benefits. If you, I'd encourage you to check that out. Just put it on your list of things. Or do it today. Today you're sitting in a seat all day watching us yammer on. You might as well, right? Okay, so here's a list of resources. I think they're kind of readable. I tried to bump up the fonts on these as much as possible. So, okay, so ASP.NET. We've gotten feedback, like this site actually, we've put a ton of work into this over the past few years. We'd gotten feedback that it wasn't really a great information resource. If you were looking for content, it was hard to find it, or you would only find introductory content. So we've actually put a ton of work into this recently to try and make it, you know, like the place you would go and find information. And a lot of the time, what that is we'll have a content map that will link you to the right place, right? So if you're trying to find about ASP.NET MVC security, look at our content map, and it'll link you to, you know, the top white papers or things on MSDN or videos or things like that, right? ASP.NET vNext is the place to find out about the newest current release. I'll show you both these in a second. devcamps.ms/web, well, that's what you're at right now is a web camp. WindowsAzure.com, partly mentioned here because there's a lot of really good tutorials and, like, really in-depth information to walk you through things. So, you know, if you're deploying something to Azure and you want to know how to, you know, handle database migrations or, you know, just, I mean, there's a ton of information there. Finally, aka.ms, webcamps-training-kit. So this was just released last night, very late, kept me up late, but I'm very excited. So all these slides, all these demos we're going to be showing you today and a few more are there. So it's like a 30 megabyte download. It's delivered via web platform installer. It's a pretty lightweight install. And and it drops them in the root of your C drive, and it's webcamps TK, and then you can just move that folder wherever you'd like. So I really encourage you to check that out, aka.ms webcamps-training-kit. All right? And finally, that sign-up link for Azure, aka.ms/webcamps-azure. I do, since I'm a little ahead, normally, I'll be honest, a lot of the time we have this 8:30 to 9 session so that, like, the stragglers are finally getting set up, and if there's problems with the microphones, and, you know, so a lot of this session is sometimes just to get people in their seats by 9 o'clock. I mean, there's good information, but I'm being honest with you. But since we have a few minutes here, I do want to show you a few things about the ASP.NET site in case you're not aware of it. So I'm going to hop over to ASP.NET. So here's the site. So first of all, this Learn section here. So if we go, if you click on Learn, so we've got the different kind of web application stacks on the left, you know, web forms, MVC, Razor, et cetera. Common ASP.NET features are things that are common across all these platforms. So things like security, identity, caching, performance, bundling, all this kind of stuff, right? So that's where you go for those things. And then we have, you know, web APIs, data access, entity framework, real-time SignalR. We put space in here for this to grow, right? This is going to grow over time. And then current release, this is what you'll get to if you click on ASP.NET/vNext, okay? So I'm clicking through there, and I'll do the zoom out. Okay, so if you go to this vNext, you'll see that I don't know how to zoom. Okay, so here's here's some of this information you'd see here. So Visual Studio 2013, MVC5, et cetera. So this is all the kind of new stuff. If you need to find out the new stuff, this is what you'll find there, all right? One other thing is when you go to any of these sections, like say for instance MVC, if you went to the MVC section, you'll find across the top, we've got tutorials, videos, samples, forums, books, and open source. So we try and kind of have the standard thing in most of the sections of the site. So tutorials are going to be those kind of long things where you walk through and it'll explain, and it'll say, now you type this code, now run it, this is what you should see, that kind of stuff. Videos, of course, we've got a lot of videos. These videos, we've done a ton of work on this recently so that they'll work on, they're HTML5 videos, they'll play on your tablets, your mobile phone, whatever, okay? Samples, sample code you can run. And then this overview is this thing here where you'll see, like for instance, so what is MVC and taking you through all these different sections. So if you want to dig deep into any of these areas, that's what you get. And then down towards the bottom, if I scroll down, here's this content map. So for instance, here's there's this content map that shows then, I don't even know what I'm doing. Control one. Let's just pretend like I did. Okay, so anyhow, the idea is anything you could possibly pretty much want to know about MVC, and I'm just showing the MVC example, right? There's also one for web forms, web pages, et cetera. But you scroll down this, and this is kind of a curated list of the best information we know about. And we'll frequently have someone contact us and say, hey, did you know that there's this resource, or I wrote a huge blog post, or there's this book, or whatever, and we add that to the list, okay? So I just want you to be aware of this. One final thing in my little ASP.NET site pitch is that we've also made it mobile friendly, so you can read it on your phone. So we're using responsive markup, and you'll hear more about that later in our MVCs, or in our client-side part, whatever that's called. So here, this is, you'll notice when it's at a wider screen, we've got kind of a standard menu. When we go to a narrow screen, we go to this drop-down kind of menu, right? And we also have, it's kind of a mobile-friendly thing here. And let's see if I go to MVC, and then if I go to something like, it's all in here, right? What I wanted to show is the videos. I think this is cool that, the videos will play in here, right? So